Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at The Magic for Less Travel. When you're headed down to a Disney destination, you need to work with one of the best travel agencies out there. This past week, The Magic for Less was honored by Disney as being one of the top travel producers for 2013. And that is due simply to the support of the guests that book with us here at The Magic for Less. One thing that we notice is that our guests come back time after time because they're getting great service from their agents. They're developing relationships, and those agents are working very hard to make sure each and every guest gets a very magical trip at the lowest cost possible. You can get in on this service, and it costs you absolutely nothing to have concierge level service on your next Disney vacation. Check them out today. They're over at TheMagicForLess.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Drums, please.
Welcome to episode 705 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you, and hey, I gotta send a shout out to one of my great buddies on the social media, one of my great friends that's a Disney fan, Mr. Keith White. It's your last day of school, sir, and I know he's a great educator down in the state of Georgia. You are done. Well played. I still have a couple days next week, but hey, it's Memorial Day weekend. As soon as the podcast comes out, it's the weekend. It's a 3-day weekend, 4-day weekend. You know, some of us, it's a 90-day weekend. Who cares? It's going to be a lot of fun. It's the unofficial start to summer. So we hope whatever you're doing this weekend, you have a great time. And thanks for grabbing the show and talking some Disney. We're going to talk some summer here on the show today. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter, we have Ricky. Happy summer, Ricky.
Summer, summer, summertime.
I was wondering what song you're going to go with.
What did you say?
I was just trying to figure out which song you would go with, you know?
I don't know. Are there a lot of... I mean, I guess there are a lot of... I could have sung In Summer.
Isn't there one by like...
That, the one you did was the best.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
I know. I didn't want to go with the saying. Olaf one. I didn't want to try Olaf's, like, you know, bravado, so...
But you need that part where that song goes... That's how it starts.
I'm assuming you mean the summertime song.
Yes.
Not In Summer.
Okay. No. Yeah, the DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yes, that's exactly. Right. I'm with the Fresh Prince. I can still do that rap, by the way.
Oh, just... man, that is a smooth summer song. Let me just say, everybody go out and listen to a little summertime today.
Here it is. A groove.
Slightly like transform. Just a bit of a break from
the
norm.
Yeah.
Makes one go wax my Jeep. All right, anyway, because they talk about cruising around in the summertime. Anyway, all right, also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, who did not join in on the rap, we have Debbie. What's up, Deb?
What's up? I just think you guys are doing such a good job. I'll just sit back and watch.
I don't know if I call that a good job, but it's a job.
Yes, okay, thank you. That's a very good diplomatic way of putting it, Mike.
All right.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Kids are done. I'm done teaching the kids for the year and, you know, got to go back for Tuesday and Wednesday. No kids, just kind of cleaning up, you know, tying up some loose ends. And then I am free.
Very nice. You might want to take a cruise, Mike.
Oh man. On my balcony. Boom. Yeah, exactly. Sweet. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, who can appreciate a nice veranda at an ocean view price. What's up, Pam Forrester?
Hey, that's the best kind of veranda to get.
Yeah, it is.
And now, I can't really think about what you're asking me because all I can think of is summertime in my head.
You just got to cut loose. I mean, it's summer. You know, it's like the kids. You know, once the state testing happens, their brains are mush. And, you know, teachers.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Once you hit Memorial Day weekend, you're done. You're just a goofball. So anyway, we are going to talk about the summer happenings down around Walt Disney World. A lot of these things were announced at the Around Your World breakfast at the media event a couple weeks back. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to let Ricky kind of take it away, and we'll give our thoughts on some of these things. So go ahead, Ricky. What's happening this summer?
Oh, my gosh. Seriously.
What's Disney happening today? Today there's something happening.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Disney has rolled out so much for the summer. A lot of it is, you know, summer specific, and we're gonna start with today. Today is the 24-hour Rock Your Disney Side event. Yes, it's just a fabulous event that they're throwing. I so wish that I was down there for it. It's gonna be crazy. So many things of it are happening today with this Rock Your Disney Side thing. You can come in, rest as your favorite hero or villain, you know, show your Disney side. And I love that they are incorporating the villains into this event as much as they are. They're going to have a special villains pre-parade before Main Street Electrical Parade. And they're going to have, like, where you can meet the villains at the Princess Fairy Tale Hall and everything like that. Like, I think that this is so fabulous that they're doing this. Like, it sounds like just so much fun, all the different things that they're doing to showcase the villains during this. It's almost like it's Halloween, it feels like. So.
Well, they have, you don't get to see the villains enough, I don't think.
But,
exactly.
But will they have Darth Vader cupcakes in the pre-parade?
No Darth Vader cupcakes. What? But they do have specialty cupcakes.
Of course. Oh, yeah, exactly. You can't have an event without a cupcake.
You can get a Maleficent cupcake or a Frozen Olaf-themed cupcake, I'm just saying.
There's a shocker.
So there are specialty cupcakes.
Shocker.
Right, exactly. So, but yeah, no,
that,
I mean,
that's what makes a celebration at Disney. They
I mean, absolutely.
Cupcake and a candle, baby.
That, you know what? For the limited time magic, that was what made the celebration. It was just, what cupcake are they rolling out for this week?
That's true.
So, no, but I think that, you know, this event is a great kickoff for the summer. And I'm really excited to see that, you know, it seems that Disney's been doing this year after year on Memorial Day weekend now. So I think it is the perfect kickoff for summer. I don't know what you guys think, but I think it's a great idea.
I don't think I could do 24 hours. As much as I would want to do it, and it sounds great sitting at home like, oh, man, I wish I was there. I want to do 24 hours. I know how it feels being down there after 8 or 10 or 12 hours. I'm like, just poke me in the eye or, you know, shoot me. I'm done. I mean, I love it, but it's just... It's exhausting, and knowing that you're trying to stay in it for the long haul. I was going to ask you this too, Ricky or Pam or anybody that knows. When you're there for the 24-hour day, FastPass Plus, do you get like, does it count as one like continue like one day, or do you schedule like one for the, you know, till midnight and then the system rolls over? How's that work?
I think I saw that it's like 3 a.m. is when FastPass Plus like stops. I think that I briefly saw that today. So I think.
Okay, I was just wondering. That's the stuff I think about when I'm out running. I'm like, I wonder how a FastPass works on 24-hour days. That's
I know. So, yeah, I don't think you'll be able to get it at, like, you know, 6 in the morning on, you know, the 24th and have that be, you know, the next day. So, right.
Well, so, Debbie, is the 24-hour day enticing to you, especially being a local? I mean, if you got the next day off, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend.
No, it would be cool to go to, honestly. I think it'd be fun. But again, after so many hours and the crowds, I've seen the crowd levels. I'm not fond of a whole big batch of folks for hours and hours and hours and 24 hours. So to say I went there once to do it, yes. But to make it an annual thing, I don't think I would be the one added to that list.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I mean, I'd like to say I did it, but I don't know in practicality how much fun I would have, you know, because when I get tired, I mean, people that have met me, I apologize, because if I'm tired, and a lot of times I'm tired at Disney, I'm crabby. Like, I get crabby quick if I get, like, a headache and I get tired. So, Pam, yeah. where do you fall on this?
So, as much as I would like to do it, too, I would kill myself trying to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, just because I know, like you said, Mike, what a full day at Disney is like. Like, I'm exhausted. And I just, you know, it's like as you're walking out, especially of the Magic Kingdom. So you walk out of the park and then you've got to get either the monorail or the ferry to take you back to your resort or the TTC. and you're just thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I would pay someone like $1,000 to, like, you know, get me back to my resort without me having to do anything. Or you're begging your family members to push you up, you know, the ramp to go to the monorail, you know?
Please, like, just get me
it's
home.
Like, it's like a, it's no, like climbing, I mean, like the Himalayas, you know, to get up to the monorail. It's like, come on, man. Who made this so steep?
Exactly. Why is it downhill?
It was so boring.
It just, you know, I think that it would not be good for me. I think that I may stay in the park for 24 hours and then I would need 2 days to recover. Yeah. So if I'm looking at my total time in the parks, I'm actually decreasing it by staying in the park 24 hours.
Good point. All right. So, Ricky, what else is happening? Got a lot happening that was announced for the summer.
There is. So one of the cooler things I think that's happening this summer is the introduction of Harambe Nights. This is at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's only on Saturdays, starting June 7th and lasting until August 9th. And basically what it is this awesome hard ticket party. Tickets are kind of, I mean, depending, you know, we kind of talked about this on the live show, but depending on your thought process, tickets can be considered kind of steep. It is $119 for adults for the ticket. They did have premium tickets available. However, as of earlier this week, they are all sold out. So crazy to think that the premier seating is all gone for this event. But it was only $20 more, so I can't, you know, I can't fault the fact that, you know, people were like, oh, only $20 extra, I'll get a better seat. So so basically, what are you sitting for? So you're sitting for an all new show in the Harambe Theater, which is where Festival of the Lion King is going to be. But this new show is called The Lion King Concert in the Wild. And what makes it really cool is that it is featuring a choir and an orchestra and a celebrity narrator. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, Candlelight Processional.
That's what you're saying. Is it Candlelight Processional, mm-hmm. like, in the Animal Kingdom?
I know. It's kind of like the Animal Kingdom version of Candlelight Processional. So I think that part is really cool. And it'll be interesting to see kind of how that show goes. But then after the show, you get to go out into the street party. And at the street party, they're going to have amazing food. Disney just released kind of what foods they're going to have for this, and it's kind of got an Indian and African flair to it. And they have some great things, you know, things that they feature at Sanaa and Boma and Tusker House and things like that. So they have a lot of really great items and food choices for you to pick from, you know, not just, you know, like weenies on a stick or something like that that I'm passing around to everybody. I mean, you know, so that's kind of nice. And then it's also, as far as I know, all you can drink. So they're going to have African beers and wines that you can drink. And
so for some people, they would make money on
them. Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Some guests would be like, I'm getting my money's worth.
Now, it depends on how long you can drink. I mean, obviously, you're probably not going to be drinking during the, you know, Lion King Concert in the Wild show. But, you know, it depends on how long you can drink after the show that, you know, and how much you can drink in that time that you could really make your money back. So challenge accepted.
Not for me, but for some, I'm just saying.
You drink milk, Ricky. Remember, you drink milk.
I know. I can't really spike that too much. No. So, and then they're also going to have merchandise obviously available and a bunch of character appearances as well and artist signings and stuff like that. So, it really does seem like a unique idea. Lots of bands are playing. It sounds like a really great party atmosphere, to be honest. So I don't know what you guys think about it, but to me, this sounds like an intriguing idea. The cost seems a little much, but when you consider everything that you get with it, maybe it's not so bad. So, I mean, you know, Mickey's Not So Scary is, you know,
70-ish, 60-ish.
Right, exactly, depending on when you go and you don't get food. So, and all you can drink. So, I mean, there is that, but the attractions are open for Mickey's Not So Scary, and I don't, as far as I know, there are no attractions open for this. It's just the show and then food and drink, so.
Has it been disclosed if it's going to be just like let's say from time A to time B, that's the only time that you can get food, or is it going to be throughout the whole party?
So
has that been disclosed yet?
They have an opening, like, ceremony thing, or like a reception, I guess, in the beginning. I don't know if there's any food or drink really in the reception time. Then you're going to go into the show, and I'm going to assume that obviously since you're in the show, there is no food and drink really, you know, in the show. So I'm guessing that the food and drink would all be available after the show. The show is about 55 minutes, I think I heard. So I think that starts, I think the festival thing starts like 7 or 7:30. The welcoming thing lasts for half hour, and then the show is for like an hour. So you know, there's an hour and a half where there's probably not food and drink. So that's something to keep in mind.
Still, that's a lot of food.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, let me ask you this. So let's go around real quick and just say, you know, where you fall on this, knowing the prices. And, you know, Ricky did a great job there describing what the party's going to be about and what's included. So, and you know, Debbie, I know that you're very frugal, but also Animal Kingdom is your favorite park, you know. So I think this is an interesting question to pose to you.
You know, you're right. You are so right, because I am on the fence about it. But I think just as one time, I think, and I don't drink, so they would be happy to have me there every night, but I do think that with the food, with the experience, I love Animal Kingdom. I think it'd be cool to be there at night and just to say that you experienced this, even if it's just one time. I would do it one time. Yes, sir.
And you Debbie is going for it.
I know. I wasn't expecting that, but I mean,
that's not the answer I was expecting either. So.
That's good. You know, I love to hear that, because the thing is, it's limited time. So it's one of those things where you can't just hem and haw and then, you know, you're going to miss out on this experience. It's going to be there, and then in the blink of an eye, it's going to be gone. And I think that, you know, it seems like, I don't know. Like I said, we don't know. It hasn't happened yet. But I think that this is going to be something that gets pretty good reviews. I think it's pretty well thought out. It looks like it's a pretty thorough experience.
I could see them actually doing this even during the holiday season to attract more people for the holidays. I could see them opening it up for a few months in the Christmas time and holiday time.
Well, especially because it's a hard ticket event. So if they do it, they're going to make money. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's something that's like a loss leader to move people around. Pam, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I find it very interesting. I mean, I love the idea of combining the theme park with a party. And I think that that's something that they have to understand that many guests are interested in doing. Now, I understand that it is a little pricey, but you know what? If I was going to an event like this in Pittsburgh, it would cost at least $119. I mean, for an evening that included food and drink and entertainment of this caliber. And that's something that would be, you know, in one of the Pittsburgh locations, not at the Animal Kingdom, where, you know, you really are dealing with a whole bunch more people in that respect that are interested in doing things like this. So I don't think the price is unreasonable. I bet if they do it again, they'll raise the price a little bit. You know, I shouldn't say that out loud because they will, but you know, that's just, that's how it goes. I think it's interesting that they have a list of celebrity narrators. That's kind of a cool thing too. I just think it will be a really unique experience, you know, and I can't wait to see the first reviews of it.
You mean Heinz Field isn't as nice as Animal Kingdom as far as atmosphere?
It's nice in a different way.
It's terrible. The terrible towel. No. So, you know, I don't think I'm going to be going to this. We're going to be down there this summer, but this is one of those things that there's just so much other stuff going on that, you know, if you're going to cut a corner, this is where I might not do it, you know, because it's just not, I mean, as much as I love live shows, I can get just as much out of watching the Festival of the Lion King show, which I'm excited to see in its new environment because, you know, I think the show is going to be slightly changed to fit the new theater and it's going to be freshened up. And I just love that show anyway. And now it's going to give me a new reason to go see one of my old favorites, which I never seem to go to just because I was never in that part of the park. And now that it's going to be in Harambe, I will be there, and this is going to have huge weights because this show is going to become wicked popular again.
Yep.
Watch. This thing is going to be ridiculously busy starting this summer, just the regular show. So I don't know if I'll go see this. You know, some of those things, you got to make choices, and I don't think I will. Not that it's going to be a bad thing, but I'll, you know, save my money. Plus, I got a family of four. You know, you're talking $500.
True. That's another thing. I'll sneak you a few little pieces of food, Mike. I'll keep it wrapped up and stick it in my little baby pack.
Throw it over the fence. Throw it over the fence. All right. So, so Ricky, other thing. Let's talk about this next thing, because this is one of the things that I'm on the fence for my summer trip, because I think that, you know, we're going down as a family of four, but we're also taking Pam's sister, and Pam's sister is older than her, and she has a daughter that's 30, and then she has her daughter has a little girl that's a year younger than Mallory. So it's like three generations of them going with us. And there's one night where I'm kind of curious about doing the Epcot After Hours thing, because, you know, the adults, Pam and I, Donna and Steph, could maybe go to this, and Paige could take the girls back and swim at the resort, or, you know, do whatever, go to a resort and, you know, just go through the gift shop or whatever, you know, just do their thing. But, you know, what is your take on this? I forget even what the name of it is, but the After Hours at Epcot.
It doesn't have a very fancy name, that's for sure. It's the Epcot After Hours Wind Down. So, you know, I can understand why you might forget what it's called, but... so basically what it is, for those who don't know, is it is this event after hours, at Epcot, where you have the choice of, after eliminations, you can pay $35 per guest. Tax and gratuity are not included, so keep that in mind. And you can choose from one of four of the lounges / bars to experience at Epcot. The options you have to choose from are La Cava del Tequila, Rose and Crown, Spice Road Table, and Tutto Gusto. During the event, you get a flight of beverages and a little appetizer-y tapas snack thing. Each restaurant has its own unique menu. So... that's kind of been the hardest thing, is everybody wants reviews of these and nobody really knows what the menu offerings are at a lot of them. So I've kind of figured it out through research. La Cava has what are the flat, like, not tostadas, but, you know, the
fajitas?
No, not fajitas.
I'm always stuck on fajitas.
It's kind of like tostada type thing, but I'm blanking on the actual other name of it. And I believe they also have a taco as well, or something like that. Rose and Crown has the Scotch egg, and they have the apple and sausage roll. Spice Road Table has, I believe, the Tingus platter. So if you are searching about that, I think that one has the Moroccan sausage. And then Tutto Gusto. Actually, Tutto Gusto has the most unique offerings, I think, because with Tutto Gusto, you can choose which menu you want to pick from. So they have a kind of a meats menu, and I know they have like a sweets kind of option, and they have like, it's like a seafood option. So they have like five or six different choices to choose from, which is really nice, I think, that they give you the chance to choose which one that you would maybe prefer. And a lot of people, what they do at Tutto Gusto is they will get kind of a mealy type, you know, meal thing as one choice, and then they will choose the sweet option as the other choice. So they kind of have a full, you know, meal when they you know, more or less when they dine there. So that's kind of interesting as well. Of course, you know, you can make advanced dining reservations for this if you'd like. It happens Thursday through Sunday, I believe. And I have heard that if you want the exclusive experience of having the park be empty, which is kind of one of the other things that Disney is promoting with this, you probably don't want to partake in the event on a Friday night. I believe Friday nights are when Epcot has extra magic hours in the evening. So Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think, are your better nights to choose. Just if you want that exclusive, you know, nobody else is really in the park type of experience.
So what I'm picturing, though, Ricky, is, okay, so, you know, obviously I love the Mexican food. We all know that.
Correct.
I'm the king of
Las Fuentes. I'm going to guess you would pick La Cava.
That's the one I'm looking at. And,
yes,
you know, I had my first shot of tequila and the second and third on the cruise last year.
That was fascinating to watch, by the way.
But I'm picturing that the environment would be something similar, because I've heard other shows and read, you know, here and there that there's somebody in there that kind of does kind of explain like how the tequila comes from the agave plant and all that kind of stuff. Kind of, you know, walks you through the flight, not just here it is, here's some chips and salsa and go.
Actually.
Yes.
They're one of the few restaurants that actually has one. So it's a big deal.
But I mean, is that's kind of the experience you're getting? I mean, it's like they're going to walk you through it for a second and then just get, you know, and then of course, you know, serve you up and go from there.
By the way, I was correct. It was tostadas, so I had it right. They also have an Acapulco style shrimp cocktail. That's what's on the menu.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
So, and you can choose from tequila or margaritas, Mike. Oh, you're good. You're golden.
This is like a cruise. Oh, man.
Each restaurant has different offerings. That's why I said, like, each one, it kind of does different things. So La Cava has the tequila kind of tutorial. And, you know, Rose and Crown has a different kind of experience. They don't all have this tutorial type experience. You know, each one has its own different unique style and way in the evening.
Rose and Crown has beer, though.
Correct. That is correct. So Pam would do Rose and Crown. but, you know, I know that, you know, I don't think that they really do anything super fancy for Spice Road. I think they just kind of, you know, serve you the food from what I'm hearing. So each one kind of does a different thing during the event because, you know, obviously each of these restaurants is owned by, you know, different facets. You know, obviously La Cava is owned by its own entity, and you know, Chino Gusto is owned by its own kind of entity. So, you know, they all have different things that they can do during this event, and each one has each one is kind of unique and special in that way, and it makes it kind of makes it kind of fun to try the different ones different nights, if that makes sense, you know. So that's kind of one of the things that I think is really unique about this Epcot After Hours wind down thing.
All right, so Debbie, what are your thoughts on this? I know you don't drink, so obviously it's not something that's geared towards you. I mean, you're getting the night experience, you're getting some, you know, basically like appetizer type little snack meals, you know, not a full meal on or anything like that, but I'm guessing this is something that you might not want to take in at $35.
You know, I know Little Miss Frugal Pants here, but I think I would.
Oh my God, is Debbie going to say, oh my God, Debbie's going to spend more money.
Two for two.
I know, the next sound you hear is the cracking open of my wallet. But no, for $35 to spend one evening, I'm not going to do it every night, but one evening, and I'd probably do this over the Animal Kingdom at $119 a pop, just saying if I had to choose two, one of the two. But I think it'd be kind of cool to experience Epcot at night with the fewer amount of folks. I think it'd be kind of cool to try some of these things and have it under a different type of setting. So I think it'd be kind of fun to try.
And I think they do offer soft drinks. I mean, I think you could get a soft drink instead.
They do have a non-alcoholic option, mostly soft drinks, I believe.
Oh, I'm sure they would have to.
at each one. Right, because, I mean, like, I don't drink either, really. And, you know, so I would have to have something else served to me.
I think it would be fun though to try those. I would like it to where they could actually maybe plus it a little bit, even maybe for like $10 or $20 more, to where you could actually go to all four of those.
I would
have like
agree
a little
that.
Coupon, that like a little coupon for each of the four, or you could buy one for two of the four or three of the four, and then you could actually experience a little bit of each one.
I would agree.
That's
I think
a good
that
idea.
Would be a really good idea. You're in maybe not all four, but maybe two. You know,
like each, a mix and match. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, yeah. You choose two kind of thing or something like that. I think that's a really good idea.
Sure. All right, Pam. So, what are your thoughts on these this event for this summer?
Yeah, I'm going to be tempted by this. I will say, I, you know, and I think I'm really tempted by Rose and Crown and Tudo Gusto. I just.
Yeah.
You know, those two both seem to really appeal to me. The Rose and Crown, I mean, I've had all of the foods that they're offering. Chino Gusto I probably have as well, but I like both of those. And I think it's just kind of a nice way to end the night. Sometimes, like, 9 o'clock seems a little early, especially in the summer for Epcot
yes.
to be closed, right? You're
yes.
just kind of like, not
the sun
ready
just
to be
went
done.
Down. It's still daylight outside. I can still see.
Basically. So, I mean, we kind of shift into, you know, a kind of summer schedule, especially when we're on vacation, where we're staying up much later. And I just can really picture Steve and I enjoying this. And even Hannah, like I she would love all the little food samples. She's, you know, a kid that doesn't shy away from that. So, you know, even though she doesn't drink, I think she would enjoy all the other stuff. And then I try to talk the waiter into giving us her drink. So,
hey, I'm paying for this one. Give me the voucher.
That's right. Exactly.
So, Ricky, where would you fall on this one? Because, you know, you've given a great description of what goes on and all that, but, you know, does it entice you? Which place, maybe?
I'm torn. So, I do like Debbie's idea of splitting it. I think that that's a really good idea, and I would pay the money probably for that, depending on what it was. However, the thing that gets me is I don't drink, and I also don't drink soft drinks, so it makes it a little bit harder for me to spend. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, the pricing isn't that awful, but to not drink any of the offerings that they would serve me, it kind of makes it not as worth it.
Help with me, Ricky.
But Brian gets double.
I mean, totally just drink everything for me.
Everybody's Ricky's friend now.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, in that regard, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think that for those who do drink, and, you know, I mean, who like alcohol, I just don't like alcohol. That's all. It's nothing, you know, it's not like it's against my beliefs, or it's not like, you know, I just don't really like the taste of alcohol of any sort, except for maybe vodka, which, never mind. I think that for those who do, I think this is a really great idea, actually, especially if you do do it on a night that is not an extra magic hour night. I think you can get a lot from this. I like the idea of like La Cava. I like that they have the teaching seminar. I think that that's really great too, especially when you consider, you know, what it costs on the cruise. You know, you get food with that, with this one. So that's kind of a nice little perk as well. So,
and the good thing is, if you have enough tequila, you don't care what it costs.
That is correct. Drink enough and you don't even care. So, I think that if I were to choose one, I would choose the Tutto Gusto one as well. I think that I really like the dessert option there. So if Brian and I went, I would definitely do him getting kind of one of the heartier options, and me getting the dessert option, and splitting that. I think that would be something that I would do. Also keep in mind, at some of these, I think most of them, if you would like an extra drink after, or sometimes, I don't think they offer food, but I do know, or maybe like a couple of them may offer, like, you know, the sandwiches. I think Tutto Gusto has the sandwiches that they may serve. But you can order extra drinks as well after the event, or after you've had your flight. So keep that in mind as well.
All right. Well, sounds great. Well, Ricky, we're going to cut this show off here, but is there any other summer news? Maybe we'll come back to you next Friday.
There's the Illumination Sparkling Dessert Party. This sounds like summer concert series. Of course, you know, you've got Seven Doors Mine Train opening. And then, of course, you've got...
I've never heard of that. Is that a new ride?
Yeah, I don't know. And then last but not least, you've got Star Wars Weekends, which has... the new offerings for Star Wars Weekends this year is the breakfast, the character breakfast, and the character dinner. So the character breakfast is at Sci-Fi and has the actual Star Wars characters like Darth Vader and Stormtroopers. And then the dinner is at Hollywood and Vine and offers Jedi Mickey and, you know, all the Disney characters dressed as Star Wars characters. So,
and of course, the Darth Vader cupcake.
No, not there. No Darth Vader cupcake.
So maybe we'll talk about those things next Friday, because we don't want to run too long. But there's a lot going on this summer. And, you know, Ricky, I think, you know, in wrapping this up, it seems like Disney really is trying to pull out some unique offerings. You know, it's not just like extending the park hours and, you know, just doing some of the same old things. Like, these are really unique new events, and I'm excited for that.
That's one thing that I'm noticing, is they do seem to be offering these sort of specialty things. And I've seen that kind of as a trend, or, you know, obviously we're over the summer. I think it's a unique way to go with it. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how this shakes out, what kind of feedback they get from these types of, you know, specialty events, and see where things go in the future with it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the update, and keep up the great work.
Of course.
All right. Today's episode has been brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. And hey, it's not too late to plan a great summer vacation down to Walt Disney World. It's a great time to be there. I go every year with my family. You have extended park hours. You have very, very few rides and attractions under refurb. It's a great time to enjoy the pools. And, you know, you just have, there's an energy there in the summer. Yeah, it's hot, but it's hot here in St. Louis. It's probably hot where you live as well. You may as well be having fun in the heat. So check them out today. Go over by themagicforless.com. Fill out a free no obligation quote. And also, don't forget, earlier this week, Disney Cruise Line announced the rest of the 2015 schedule. So if you want to hop on a Disney Cruise Line ship, hey, they're going places like Hawaii, and they're going to go back to Galveston for the holiday season. You know, it may be closer. Maybe you're a Texan. You know, I know you guys down there in Texas think you're your own country, and you probably are, because
we are.
That's it. Yes. I know. You guys have the best food in the world. So, hey, go out of Galveston. You know, take a great holiday cruise. There's lots of options. Can't say them all here, but drop by themagicforless.com. Check it out. While you're there, fill out a free no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the podcast, and they're going to take great, great care of you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you're missing Walt Disney World, we have the cure for you right there at magicalmouseradio.com. Put the 12-hour live Be Our Guest podcast on your calendar. We're going to be raising money for 12 hours straight for Give Kids the World Village down in Orlando. And that's going to come your way on Wednesday, June 11th from, what did we decide again?
We're going to go 11.
Yeah, we decided finally 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. So put that on your calendar. June 11th, we're going to be making magic real for those families that could use it down in Give Kids the World Village. Please do support us in that show. We'd really appreciate it if you could hang with us on June 11th. So put it on the calendar today. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. Again, we are ordering podcast running squad shirts. So if you want to get a lizard shirt and support our running squad, if you're a runner or not, we want you to get a shirt. Drop by the Facebook group. It's called the Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards. And let Mike know what kind of shirt you need, and we'll take care of you right there. All right, so we're going to get out of here. I have my barbecue grill fired up as we speak. The charcoal is simmering. I am ready for a great weekend, and I hope you are too. So thanks so much for downloading the show. We don't say it enough. We couldn't do this show without you, and this is the highlight of our week. We love getting to talk Disney with you. And whatever you do this weekend, whatever you do, have fun with your friends and family. Remember those folks who have come before us here in our great nation that have given the ultimate sacrifice that we can have such a great way of life. And, you know, if you're out there having a good time, please be careful on the roads, because we want to see you back here on Monday. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a very happy Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.